You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, February 19th, 2019. We got Noom Nara coming on shortly. He is from Mattapan, Massachusetts. We met him last year around this time at the NE1 New Era of New England show at Once Ballroom. Latrell James was headlining that. And he was a listener for real, so we're excited to chop it up with him. A lot of people, hit us up like, yo, man, I love your show. I'd love to get on it. And then they send us, a record that makes no sense for that. So, but he was really talking to us about what was going on, and he knew who he was talking about. So, we've been in touch for about a year now, and he's coming on, and we're going to chop it up. He's pretty low-key lately, so curious what he's got on the way. If you haven't been tuned in, you can check past episodes right now on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, pretty much anywhere you could get a podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We have the Women in Hip Hop panel up now, YN Prop, Frank Knight, Joe Grizzly, DJ Black Action, State of New England Hip Hop. It goes on and on and on. If you're tuned in, let us know at LFODradio. There's an underscore on Twitter or hashtag LFOD Radio. And if you are an artist tuned in, can you send us some clean records to submissions at LFODradio.com, please? I am joined tonight right now by Amanda Shea.
Hey, what's going on?
Not a lot. And Victoria.
Hi.
What's happening, y'all?
Not much. What's happening with you, Sam?
I'm amped. We're going to talk to Noom. I don't even know. I'm going to find out if I'm allowed to call him Noom or if I have to say both, the whole thing. Mm. I'm going to talk to him. We had a big weekend.
Yeah.
You and I did, at least.
Yeah, I definitely had a big weekend.
Still gold up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Sold out show at the Press Room.
Yeah.
That's super dope.
Shout it was awesome.
Everyone that came out to that. Homie Juan Kenobi, Tiba, Marissa Kang.
Definitely a great show.
The recap is up now at LFOD Life.
Yes.
Dope.
Yeah.
And also this weekend I went to fashion and art show in Somerville, hosted by Black Picasso, and the Middle East had a bunch of great Boston performers open for Bia.
Yeah, the Bia show.
That was really good.
There were some New Hampshire cats on the bill, Pomegranate.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Who else? Lino, Plotmore, Fabs.
Donald Grunge.
Pistola.
Wow.
It was sick. It was a great show.
Wow.
Definitely. Amazing energy. Great vibe.
I missed that.
Yeah. That's definitely a really good show. A lot of Boston artists putting each other on and so other Z-Coast artists.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
Absolutely. And if you're also mad you missed it, if you check out the calendar on our website, we have all the upcoming New England hip hop shows we know about, or if you just follow LFOD Life, we posted that flyer. Other flyers are in the stories. We shared your stories while you were there.
Yeah.
Dude was hanging from the ceiling at one point.
Yeah,
that's
that was
crazy.
Wild. The energy in there was insane. There was definitely a blow up doll being tossed around.
Nice.
It was cute, but everyone was hype. Definitely one of the best Boston shows I've been to in a while.
Wow.
In the Middle East basement with local artists, definitely.
That's saying a lot.
It was fun.
It's a huge statement.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I flew in on Sunday. I left Wednesday. I was on a 4-day tour with the BeHeard.World. Yeah, it was dope, but I'm like super tired.
You're on E right now.
Totally. So yeah, like it was amazing. We went to Mississippi and Tennessee. Best things about there was so much like just awesomeness on that tour, but performing for the NAACP Mississippi chapter was like phenomenal. We also performed at Claiborne Temple in Tennessee, which is the second to the last place that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had a speech. He actually had his second to the last speech there. And it's very, very iconic. So it was really, really beautiful. And we also performed at Millsaps College as well in Mississippi. And we were just received really well. So it was really, really dope. But I'm telling you, like, there's not a day off. Like, my phone was still going off like crazy. And I'm like, I don't have that much reception out here. But yeah, it was just really cool. We linked up with a lot of dope artists out there, especially in Tennessee. Shout out to Ralph Calhoun, who is an amazing producer and engineer who works with like 15 artists, local artists out there. And it's just like fire. So definitely like connected with all of them. It was just really beautiful. And last night was Vibes and Offerings.
Frank Knight was there, right?
Yeah, that was really cool. Jasmine Red and The Glove was there, which was amazing. Like, they pulled up with, like, legit a 16-band ensemble. Like, we were in church last night. We were in, like, the 70s. We were in the 80s. Like, they took us on a whole run. So, like, it was just a really good vibe, as usual, at Vibes and Offerings. I was
always
exhausted, but I was able to, like, muster up some energy for it. And now here we are.
Yeah. You get to rest tomorrow.
No.
No?
No. But it's okay. We're good.
All right.
I'm back in Boston, so we're good.
Yeah. And congrats on another successful tour.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm headed to Belfast, Ireland pretty soon as well. So
yeah,
we'll talk. Yeah.
Belfast is the only town I've ever been in that I could actually, like, feel the atrocities.
Like, yeah.
It's the heaviest town I've ever been in.
That's
you,
it.
You were walking through, like, just the thickest air.
I'm really nervous, but, like, also, like, really, like, excited to
go. It's much safer now. I mean,
is it?
Yeah. The crazy thing is when you go to the quote-unquote peace wall, and it's an 80-foot barrier between two neighborhoods, and you can see where they kept tacking on because they built the first wall. And then, you know, the neighborhood kids were still climbing over and, like, setting the other people's houses on fire.
Wow.
And then they built another wall, and they could still throw stuff. And then, like, they had to keep building it.
Wow.
And it's like, it might only be 60 feet, but it's gigantic.
Wow.
It's what called the Peace Wall, but it's all covered in messages of peace.
And I'm definitely going to go check that out.
And the murals, amazing murals.
What were you doing in Ireland?
All sorts of stuff.
That's
but
awesome.
The murals were, they're really well known for their murals. A lot of them are, like, sort of, like, territory-claiming ones. Like, they're pretty out there. Like, at least when I was there, guys with, like, ARs pointing at you, like, this is our neighborhood, you know.
Oh, wow.
Stay in yours.
Wow.
But then there's also, they have a lot of, the resistance there has a lot of sympathy for other groups around the world in those situations. So you see a lot of Palestinian murals. You saw a lot. I was over there when Bush was in office, so you saw a lot having to do with him, you know, drinking the world's oil with a straw and stuff. And
there's murals of this, you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Northern Ireland's, it's a good place.
Thanks. I'm definitely
Yeah, we'll
go.
Talk before you go.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what? Only place I've ever been where you can get caffeinated wine, so get yourself a bottle of Buckfast and
Buckfast.
You won't be tired anymore.
In Belfast, I got you.
I got that in Ireland, but it's brewed by monks. So anyway, this is not why people are tuned in, but maybe they'll learn something.
That was interesting, though. I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's all we can hope.
Fun facts.
Yeah. So Alex is on his way, and we want to get Numenera in here, but I got a couple records to play. This ended up in my inbox today. It's the new one from Method Man, Street Life, and Havoc. It's called Squad Up. And Meth still has bars to this day at a very high level.
Mm-hmm. I'm not shocked.
I knew it was going to be good, but I was like, all right, like, let's see.
And I'm totally not shocked.
You'll hear. So this is the new one from Method Man. You are tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
What do you want? I'm gonna kill you, you bastard!
It's the juk juk. All you see is crook crooks. Shout out to Havoc, good looking on the beat. Forever P. Street life was good. About to go in, son. Look,
Red bones and red bottoms. Like Red Bull, we gon' give them wings, we red dot them. Candy wrappers, send them in, we red hot them. Headshot them, go against my grain, get head problems. Big dummy garbage rappers, we red fox them. Shoot an actor in high depth and red box them. Tip the scales in my favor, stay in your top 10. If life's like a triple bing, I'm weighing my options. Y'all like YMF, you high meth. Keep a big popper, cause I ain't ready to die yet. I digress, or I'm just too intense to digest. Stretched in a Pyrex, compliments to my chef. Game ain't been the same since I left. Is they really crooks or just a pain in my neck? Wu-Tang, ain't no lanes in my set. Fresh pair of Nike Airs, I just do it for my check. I'll be the first to tell these rappers, get your bars up. Shout to P, you know it's havoc when we mob up. I tell that smut, date over, pull your drawers up. Cigar guts, all up in the club, putting squad up. Throw your squad up. Throw your squad up. Squad up. Cigar guts all up in the club, putting squad up.
I swoop in, shooting like I'm paratrooping. We all in, we riding, we carpooling. My whole crew, we diving, we blood tuning. Salute me or shoot me, Huey P. Newton. Your buffoonery is quite amusing. This is not monkey business, stop cooning. It's a method to my madness, I know what I'm doing. There's a reason why I'm winning and you steady losing. I'm about to blow like I'm ballooning. Then show my whole ass when I'm black mooning. Got your girl in the green room teaspooning. Hit my man with the give and go, alley-oop him. Spit Def Jam when I'm crush grooving. I'm a killing with success and just keep it moving. I'm heavy hitting and you barely bruising. Come through Mobb Deep like a Wu reunion.
I'll be the first to tell these rappers, get your bars up. Shout to P, you know it's havoc when we mob up. I tell that smut, date over, pull your drawers up. Cigar guts, all up in the club, putting squad up. Throw your squad up. Throw your squad up. Throw your squad up. Cigar guts, all up in the club, putting squad up.
Black Timbs and black masks, by Suda. Know they rap trash. My shooters get all up in that ass. I maneuver, finish, no half-ass. Little, we birthed y'all for real though. Protect your neck, you stomped out with steel toes. My real bros, respect the code, is real, yo. Y'all dudes again, looking like some weirdos. But y'all co-signing, shook the whole iron. These little hoes be lying, that bullshit won't buy it. On points, so don't try it. Wild like doing riots on Rikers Island, you hiding. From the realness, is real, kid. Having meth in the building. Forever P to infinity. Whoever don't like it, cut that and let the up flee.
I'll be the first to tell these rappers, get your bars up. Shout to P, you know it's havoc when we mob up. I tell that smut, date over, pull your drawers up. Cigar guts, all up in the club, putting squad up. Throw your squad up. Throw your squad up. Throw your squad up. Cigar guts, all up in the club, putting squad up.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Just, she just came back from Panama.
Right to that money.
And we back at it like we never left, you know. Even on vacation I'm working. Never will you see me running, that ain't my thuggin'. Ladder to the top, could be the top onion. Back into the wall, stop the stomp on your bunions. This game a easy one to have fun and no funions, yeah. Ain't no teacher teach me this, that's the latest mood I'm in. Knowledge I was neighboring, that divine entanglement. Three languages on my tongue, a trifecta, come get you some. Boy, that nigga kill when he comes, so all hell when he leave his son. You can bet my daughter gon' be outspoken. That precocious, not Loki, brother older than her oldest. Yo, my village, same village, written down in the scriptures. Where the God themselves walked alongside with them, and then they vibe with them, yeah. Plus we good in the spirit world. You hear that, boy, we did it first. How you caught me and do it worse. Now trouble's near your family curse. No plan reverse. Extrovert turn introvert. Feel the pain and maintain your sanity.
Boy, the dark gon' call you in and trick you into following. Trust me and swallow me. I would never lie about that, y'all. Information infinite. Pay attention, listening. Enlightenment is intimate, so do that.
Off the catnap jet, pull my knapsack back. And it surely won't last until I open the pack. That's when the freshers come. Identify the shooter when the sketches come. I'm seeing he don't care about his sketches when they sketch him up. I tell him get his shit together, pistol whip weather. Where the nails are fitting in this leather, you a go-getter. P
People all around me, they can see it done. Learning everything they know in mindful conversations. I'm a sponge, sacred out here. I don't share all that I hear, only the clothes that I wear. My girl be giving me info and she's still an info. A good head on top of her shoulders like it's exponential. I carry her weight and she carries mine. Stay in the prison, we make up the time. Offer the answer to seeing a smile. I never expect anything kindly. And of course we stay ready. Plotting on the world, we finna hack the whole belly. Tell me when it hurts, deep down I'm knowing itching the screen. It's the passion in my blood, it's the one that streams. Can't ask you for enough, cause it's not what it seems. Don't you doubt this here power I got under my sleeves.
Cause the dark gon' call you in and trick you into following. Trust me and swallow me. I will never lie about that, y'all. Information infinite. Pay attention, listening. Enlightenment is intimate. So do that, do that, do that, 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 that.
Ring, 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 ring. Brr. Brr. Ring around the rosy, pockets full of posies. Mama still praying on a rosary. Most high, just really want smoke. Gotta balance out the low, so I'm smoking weed. I'm in my zone, 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 zone. Zone, zone, I'm in my zone. Fly
from a hot box session with the guys.
Blunted,
topic of discussion. YOLO, risk it all with a ton to be alive.
Alive,
fish blowing full of smoke inside. Joint after joint, pass it, don't hold it and get to the point. Losing my voice, next thing you know I hear sirens. Ash out the blunt, throw it out or just hide it. Ooh, I was in the back of the coupe. Squished on my head on the roof, roof. Police roll up, nigga hold up. Roll your window down, I'ma shoot. Finger on the trigger, will he pull it? Just another go on the brick and catching bullets. Wanna live my life to the fullest. They wanna cut it short like a door flatline. I treat my life like a sport. Who's informed? They turn their heads, they can't do no more. They got privilege, they can't do no wrong. Biggest gangs all wearing uniform. Dressed in blue, shoot at you. Swear it's a myth, but no unicorn. Catch my drift, a pacifist, a patch of rips. And lacking sense, cause all these death wishes got me truly torn.
Ring around a rosy, pockets full of posies. Mama still praying on a rosary. Most high, just really want smoke. Gotta balance out the low, so I'm smoking weed. I'm in my zone, 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 zone. I'm in my.
Just another day in the life of the ghetto. Pedal to the metal, never settle. Water in my bowl of fruity pebbles. Wanna make it out, but the game got leveled. Move his mama out the hood, have his family eating good. Crib hidden in the woods, chilling like he probably should. We got his one go. Streets snow, don't fall. So we pushing daisies on a daily. Tilly, get a new Mercedes and a lady with no rabies. Mary wanna have a baby. Life is crazy, streets is crazy. So we loaded a 380. No one told him, no one saved him. Traffic birds, they must hate him. They degrade him, try to bait him to the top, then they break him. Crooked cops want him staying behind bars. Strip them nameless, now your face is in the paper. Catch a charge, see ya later. Rather ball like a Laker. See our skin, know they haters, know they.
Ring around the rosy, pockets full of posies. Mama still praying on a rosary. Most high, just really want smoke. Gotta balance out the low, so I'm smoking weed. I'm in my zone, 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 zone. I'm in my zone.
And we are back on LFOD Radio. That was the new one from Najee Janie with Tell It Like It Is, followed by Ring Around the Rosie, Noom Nera. What's happening?
What's going on?
What's up with you?
Living life, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. So am I saying your name right?
Noom Nera.
Noom Nera.
If that's too much for people, you just call me Nupac.
Okay. What's with the what's with the new Pac? I saw that on Twitter.
What's up with it? What does it mean to you when you hear new Pac? What feeling comes out of you?
I guess like it's a play on words off your name and potentially that you're bringing the same energy. I don't know. I feel like it's a, I don't want to say righteous, but maybe I'll give you that, yeah.
That's a fair guess. But listen, a new apocalypse is coming, so.
Okay.
Stay tuned for that.
Okay. I do have a lot of questions about your name. So
let's go.
When I first met you, it was Noom Space Nera, and now you got rid of the space between your names so we don't let the devil in.
Absolutely.
Can you expound upon that?
Pretty much self-explanatory. I just took the space out just so, You know, when you're using my name, we don't want the devil in at all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We make no room for the devil. So I just took the space out. And again, it's attention to detail. So when you're writing my name, you're paying a little bit more attention. You're taking an extra second. So that was about.
Word. Where's it come from?
Where does it come from? My real name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Broke it down a little bit. Noom, Nara. First name's Newman.
Okay.
That's where the Noom come from.
Word. There's not a lot of info on you out there, so we're trying to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, man,
you know?
I'm excited about that.
And now you can just be like, listen to this.
Yeah.
I don't have to say it twice, you know?
Yeah, nah. And my name, Noom Nara, is actually New Era in it. And that was intentionally done just to kind of let people know, like, when I'm coming, it's not going to be anything traditional, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be anything you've heard of. I'm always forward thinking mm-hmm. outside the box with whatever I do. So just like it's a new time, it's a new place.
Yeah, I did notice you play with a lot of different styles. Like I Dreamt Young of Flying has a bunch of different sounds mm-hmm. on it, and then you did the whole album with Sango
and Amigo,
and then now it seems like you're playing with your voice more. Like, do you have a destination, or are you just constantly going to be playing?
Well, as an artist, I'm going to always keep things fresh and new. When you hear me, you're not going to compare me to anybody, you know? That's what I want with anything that I do. It's always going to be an experience. So to answer your question directly, I'm just trying to push the boundaries of creativity forward. I'm not trying to go backwards. I'm not trying to hear what everybody's doing all the time. I mean, granted, it's a great time. It's fun. But when it come to me, what's gonna set me apart from the crowd? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What's gonna allow me to cut through the noise? It's not gonna be sounding like everybody else.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You've done a few things to cut through the noise.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So with all that though, we got the new era, new Pac.
Noom Nara.
Yeah, a new era of Noom Nara.
Yep.
New Pac.
Mm-hmm.
We've got different sounds coming and going. What do you want people to take away from your music?
The truth.
Okay.
The truth. You know, my music isn't subjected to is this good or bad. My music's subjected to is he telling the truth?
Mm-hmm.
Is he lying? Listen to the stories. I mean, you'll feel it. You'll hear it for yourself. Listen to the stories. Is he telling the truth? It's not is this good? Is this bad? I don't think about that. And I don't think my music is measured, you know what I'm saying, in that, with those parameters. You know what I'm saying? Is he telling the truth? I'm telling my story. You know what I'm saying? So I want people to take away the truth. Understand that. It's the unfiltered, raw truth.
Facts.
You can definitely tell that's the angle that, like, you're going for
sure. Oh, shit. One, start over.
I'm
switching mics on me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You talk about how you say you want people to know the truth. I feel like when you say that, you say it with so much conviction, it comes off sometimes like very aggressive. Do you think that what you're saying, you feel so strong that you have to almost like put it in people's faces because you feel like they'll miss the message if you don't?
Listen, sometimes the truth isn't pretty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you gotta, the truth being delivered in a way that is gonna evoke an emotion out of you, it may not be pretty. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I gotta put an emphasis on anything but just be myself, you know? And I think the truth will always prevail. You know, I think about longevity. I think about the long haul, not like temporary wins, you know what I'm saying? Even though it don't catch on right away, it will.
Mm.
Because I feel like us as humans, we all searching for the truth. We don't want to feel like we being lied to. You know what I'm saying?
So. I noticed like your new project is leaning towards like what you see in the world around you. And there's a very political, very pro-black message in that. What made you start talking about that? Is it because you feel like it's your truth or it's just the truth that you see around you?
Not only is it my truth, I think it's the black experience, really. A lot of these things we weren't taught in school. A lot of things we were lied about. You know what I'm saying? You know, Western civilization kind of impose their will and force us to be away. Mm-hmm. And I'm just breaking barriers, I feel like, with music. It's allowing me to communicate and connect with people in different cities in a way that maybe a conversation can't, because there's music behind it, you know what I mean?
Is that strategic with your images as well? Because those images were very, very strong.
What images and exactly?
There was one scene in particular with like the KKK.
Oh, you're talking about the burning
system video. Yep. Yes, and the burning of the cross, and you know, the hosing of the black of the black marches and the movement and things like that. So like, I was interested in asking you tonight. I was like, well, why bring that up? Is that just to show the whole history, or is that something that just completely stands out to you and that's what you want to make sure is out there as a reminder?
As an artist, I feel like your duty is to reflect the times. And what a time. We look out, we just look what's going on. Look at the climate right now. You know what I'm saying? Look what's going on. I mean, the party songs is cool, and we turn up to that. We turn up to that. We have fun to that. But we need to make these records that's for every day. That's going to speak to that person going through things. You know what I'm saying? We got party records too. But I intentionally put the system video out because who's doing it? Who's using their voice in that way to speak on what's worth speaking on, you know? And with the imagery, with the deep imagery, that song's not for you to ride around and turn up to. It's for you to think critically. I think critical thinking is missing. You know what I'm saying? It's missing. We need to think critically about what's going on. We're going to keep lying to ourselves and lying to everybody around us? No. Why? Why? The truth isn't... Why? Why would you lie? The truth is in front of us. Why? Why lie? Reflect the times. Depict the times.
I thought that was interesting. I'm sorry. I thought that was interesting because I'm like, if I was somebody who didn't know who you were and that was the first thing I saw, like, what would my image or like idea of you would be?
Yeah, what was it when you saw it? I want to know.
Well, I also heard that's kind of unbiased because like I knew of you from before that, but I was just kind of nervous, to be honest, because I'm like, this is really strong. Like if I had just discovered you today, I would maybe put you in a box that you might not want to be in and think of you as just like a conscious rapper, because it was very, very moving and it was very, very strong from even just the production of the track, and then seeing the actual video, I thought it was really clever. I thought you also like did a really good job of showing like your surroundings and, you know, showing Boston. I thought that was really cool. But I did get nervous because I'm like, if I was just new, that's what I would think that you were from that point on, without knowing that you do the turn up.
What's the matter with being a conscious rapper?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just listening to this interview thus far, and he's saying he doesn't want to be put in a box. So I'm just, you also have to understand, like, when you're putting out music, like, who your audience and, like, what people would think. So I was just interested in hearing, like, what he thought of that.
Right. Well, when people say, I never call myself a conscious rapper, I never even call myself a rapper. I don't even know. That's what people, maybe it's because I do it so well. People just ascribe the title rapper to me, but I'm a lot more than that. And conscious merely means awake. If you're awake, then you're conscious, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it. I mean, people love throwing labels out there and this and that, trying to call it this. Listen, next drop is going to be different flavor. It's going to be in the same lane, but that message is going to be delivered in a different way. And I feel like with the system video, with it being as strong as you mentioned, I think a lot of people, what they did, they seen that, they took that, and then they did their homework. They did their research. What's this kid about? Where else can I find him? What's his other videos like? Let me click his YouTube channel. Let me subscribe. What's his SoundCloud looking like?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. And the system was intentional, you know, leading into this upcoming project that's TBA, to be announced. It's the perfect. I want people to feel that way. I want people to feel nervous, because who is using their voice to speak like that? I don't know. I can't really think of like anyone. Like, I don't know. Are we how
as far as Boston or mainstream, or you just mean
everywhere.
In general?
Boston,
well,
everywhere.
I mean, Stone Cold and Oompa, right. Like, definitely touch upon issues that you were talking about.
They do amazing work.
So they do amazing work. But I see what you're saying, though.
I never seen visuals as striking as the system.
Yeah, no, that I can definitely agree on. Like, the video is definitely heavy hitting and almost very triggering, to be honest with you. So that's why I asked, like, what would you think about somebody saying to you, like, wow, this is a lot?
Huh.
They said that to me, but I'm a lot.
I posted that video, and now I'm thinking, I guess I should have put more thought. I had no idea it would even put people off, you know? I didn't even think twice.
It's just thought-provoking.
No, I think it's definitely thought-provoking. For me, like, I just... And like I said before...
You
like,
just got back from, like, the center of all that.
Yeah, so for me... Yeah, so I, as you heard, like, I came back from Mississippi and Tennessee, and that's a lot of what we was discussing. That was the whole point of us going out there was... the name of our performance is Invisible Imprints of Racism. So we talk about that. So for me, when I saw it, I was like, wow. Like, you know what I mean? So for people that don't see that on a daily basis or don't do their research, as you had said, you know, it could be very triggering to them, you know? And I'm not saying that's a good or a bad thing. For me, I appreciate it because I feel like it's bold. Very, very bold. And it's very risky as well, to be honest with you. So that's why I was asking what you thought.
I respect that. I definitely value your opinion on that, your take on that, for sure. That's the exact, you know, feeling I want people to take away from that. You know what I'm saying? So if it made you feel something good, that means you're paying attention. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're paying attention. That's all I could ask for.
And I appreciated it because I was like, this is pretty accurate.
It's bigger than me. That moment was bigger than me. What I'm saying is bigger than Noom Nera. You know what I'm saying? These are real issues going on in these neighborhoods across the world. People with skin like us, we get treated a different way. I'm just not afraid to use my voice. You know what I'm saying? That's not excluding anybody. My story is all inclusive. Join, because somebody may not understand or may have been tiptoeing the line in fear. They want a better understanding. Play that System Try by Noom Nera. Watch how you break that down to you. And I broke it down well. I haven't seen, the only reason why I did the System video that way is because I never seen it. Ever.
So you do talk a lot about stuff like that, you know. When I first heard stuff, it was more like street life and then more like systematic issues. And you touch on all that in your music. Do you see, I know you want to be measured by the truth. Do you see results from it as well? Is that a goal of yours to get results? Are you seeing, is it helping people? What are you getting back from it? Is it typically a response like this, you know?
Yes, yeah, it's starting a conversation for sure. People approach me, people thank me for being brave, for speaking on the things that I spoke on. And it's not to limit myself, because the records that I have is touching on my life, it's touching on the streets. You know what I'm saying? It's also touching on the oppression that we go through. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't run, you can't hide from it. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, there's a little bit of everything in my music. The System was just the last major drop that had people talking. You know what I'm saying? Before that, it was Dreams Passing By. It was For the Money. Listen, it was a challenge. I don't know if y'all seen that. I don't know. Are we gonna get there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can talk about that. You want the challenge?
Talk to me about it.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if we were gonna get into that or not, but
why not? It's important.
Yeah?
It's important.
Let's play a record and let's come back
to
it. Let's play a record. We're going to play this Astronaut Blues. We're going to switch it up again, because this, everything sounds different, man. You know that, though. This one's Astronaut. What are these songs off? Is this off the new project, or is this just stuff you're playing with right now?
This is off the new project that's coming up. See, I don't set a date for my releases. I just put the work in. I mean, forget the hype. I've been performing these songs. I've just been everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I've been performing these songs, and yeah, it's off this upcoming project.
Word. It's exclusive.
Let's go. Y'all heard it first.
LFOD Radio. We'll be back with Numenera after this. This is Astronaut Blues.
Every day, wake up, see the news, same stuff. There's a slim chance I'ma live. Let me try my luck. Grab my boots, lace them up. Check the time, latest. Take a hit of this blunt while I wait for the bus. All these bills piling up. What I make, not enough. At the edge of this cliff, taking risks, I'ma jump. I sell some grams, I'll be popping on the gram. Get some fans, drop a bag, popping tags when I spin. Tag in my location, see the snow I'm in. Every day's a cycle, I just watch it spin. Nasty earth, faster than the whirlwind. Ready for whatever when the world ends. Sipping syrups, learn words, current trends. Go berserk when I'm going in. Worst hurt first, cousin in the jam. Found a little dirt while he put in work. Caught him with the perks, now we in the pen. See my frown turn into a smile. With a cap and gown on me, make you bow. With a suit and tie, make you stick around. Kings of the underground, found myself a crown. Now better bow, no more looking down. Know me, found glory. The rest is in the lost and found. What's the meaning of life? I've been upright, staying up nights. Enough sacrifice to go around twice. Guess I'm doing something right.
Astronaut Blues, that's the new one. That's a cool record, man.
I appreciate that.
I like it because you don't hear that sort of, like, I think it's a 3-4 beat. You don't hear that tempo, that you don't hear signature. That sound, mm-hmm. you don't hear. And like I said, you've been playing with your voice, you've been putting a lot of effects on it. Yeah, I like that record, man. It's cool.
I appreciate that.
What do you. So you produce from time to time. Have you been producing still?
Yeah, definitely. I got hundreds of beats collecting digital dust. So if there's any rappers, you know what I'm saying, any beats, holla at me. I got a lot of beats, man. We just did the beat for, we just produced for Dutch Rebel on her Bang Bang project, track called Faded.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely looking to, you know, reach out more to people and land my productions.
Dutch is the homie.
Big time.
Gang.
For real.
She was one of our first interviews. Way back, if you want to go in the archives. Mm-hmm. We're on season 5, though, so damn. Actually, Alex couldn't make it tonight, but he had a question about this one. He was wondering about the decision to put the, he called them the no signal sound effects in there. I think maybe it's a modem or something.
And Astronaut Blues?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the theme. Of what this upcoming project is going to be. I don't want to give it away, but it's going to be a listening experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, people, I'm glad you said that, because you really have to drop more than an album in 2019 and forward. It has to be a lot more than that. It has to be some type of event, some type of experience. I mean, the music is very important, but that alone isn't going to do it right now.
Right. Yeah, man, there's a lot of tricks in there.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
They're laughing in the background. They know.
Backflips.
Do you keep stuff close to your chest?
I do.
Does the team know? How many people know?
Absolutely. The whole mastermind group, that's the team. So I got a group of masterminds that I really send stuff off to before it ever reaches y'all. You know what I'm saying? And there's no yes men around me either. So a lot of these tracks, you know, I got it right on the fifth take, rewriting it five times. That level of attention with the pen had to be deadly. You know what I'm saying? I had to really execute this story. So shout out to the mastermind group.
That's ill to hear. A lot of people are not doing rewrites anymore. You know, that's cool too, especially because you're so experimental, to hear that you do bounce it off people and you're not just on this, nah, you don't get it, it's coming out. Yeah, nah, here it goes, you know?
Yeah.
So you put a lot of thought, a lot of time into this. You also, so like, do you overthink?
Talk to me. Yeah, I overthink.
Yeah.
I get in my way sometimes, but I'm learning not to. You know what I'm saying? I got introverted tendencies that stem from my depression and anxiety that I'm learning to get over. So, yeah, I'm learning to be more free and not to overthink.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let me know the method to that madness when you reach it.
We'll talk.
Word.
Meditate.
Listen.
Me and Alex have been meditating.
Definitely been meditating. And it's a full moon tonight, so do a full moon.
I went to outer space meditating last week. But anyway, yeah. So do you think that's like an anxiety-fueled depression, or do you think it's just the reality of the situation and you're just in tune with that?
You know, I really don't like to give power to the negative side of things, so I really don't even talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Okay. Word. So, speaking of situations then, actually, you know what? I'll flip it on you. You're a listener. You've listened to us before.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any questions for us then?
Oh, man. Sam, what made you start this platform? It's a two-part question, but what made you start this Live Free or Die radio platform?
I started it because I was out here, and I very quickly realized that there was an incredible amount of talent. Like, I would meet someone, and I'd be like, this is the best artist I've ever heard. And then I'd go to another thing, and be like, no, this is the best artist I've ever heard. And I was like, no, this is. And I started pulling at it, and I was like, this is crazy. This is like a renaissance of sorts going on here. And then, but there was no platform for it. There was no media, there was no one, like, there were people in there, but I would meet people like, and we shout them out a lot, but like a Marc Maron or somebody who, like, if you weren't on the scene, you wouldn't even know this dude existed, but he was holding together this massive, you know, group of artists. And a lot of people like him and other folks, Bakari's one now, who just do the things that nobody else, like, that wouldn't get done if they didn't do them, that literally no one else was stepping in and doing. And I wanted to give back to the scene. I'm an artist as well, and I didn't want to be someone who was just taking. So I was like, here's an opportunity to give. And I figured, you know, at the very least, when they come back, you know, I'd like to create a platform and keep pace with the artists and rise with y'all. We got the cameras in here now. We're trying to, you know, grow with the scene and grow that platform. But at the very least, when they, and they will do a documentary about this period in Boston hip hop in a decade, two decades, whatever. At the very least, those stories have been put down and recorded, you know, and they're in nice little hour-long chunks. You can get the answers.
Hmm.
If people have, people might not even have the attention span to listen for an hour, you know, a decade from now. But yeah, see, I put negativity in my own stuff. I got to work on that too. That was unnecessary.
Yeah, we just don't give any power to it.
But that was part one. What's part two?
Part two?
On Live Free or Die, I'm from New Hampshire. And, you know.
Shout out New Hampshire.
It just made sense. You know, LFOD.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Live Free or Die. What's. I'm going to ask you about that in a minute.
Right. I know it's coming. Second part. Am I going to be allowed to ask her a question too?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, you're going to ask me a question?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, go ahead.
You do your thing, right?
Yeah.
Second part to my question is, do you think there's enough, and I use this term very loosely, but for the sake of time, let's just
these
gatekeepers in the Boston music scene, the people who have platforms such as yourself, are they taking enough risk on talent that isn't directly in front of them? You know what I'm saying? If they like something, are they going to take a risk and bring somebody up, or do they need to have
a cosign?
Yeah, a little in crowd.
Mm.
Oh,
I just had this conversation.
It's hard for me to speak on what other people are doing, but I think there's a few things that happen. I think one, and I know sometimes this happens to us, is there's a lot of people who are doing the best they can with the time they have and the resources they have. And for a lot of people, it's not their full-time thing. So I think there's a bandwidth thing. But I also do feel like, and it's getting better now, but like, so you can name an MC, and if I know them, there's a good chance I know 50 other people in that circle. But then there's another MC with 50 other people in their circle that, you know, someone else knows, that is completely unheard of. Maybe not to me. I think I do a pretty good job of at least I'm aware of stuff. We can't bring everyone up because it might not match our message and our format, but it's very easy. There's like at least two, possibly three scenes kind of happening at once here. And I do think though, people put the blinders on, and there are times where it's like, how do you not see? Like, I know you see this. It's not a large city.
Oh, yeah.
And I think people do ignore artists from time to time. And but that being said, I don't know. It's kind of, I do hope that everyone's doing the best they can. And I think, I do think there is, you know, Boston's clicky, man. You're from here.
I'm from Mattapan. I'm not from Boston.
Okay. This area is clicky, though.
From Mattapan, my baby.
So, people don't rock with you until they rock with you. And even then, they might never rock with you. Like, they're very wary of outsiders. And it's just a very clicky city in general. But everyone I know who's been here for a while has told me that this is the best it's been in a while. And if we keep moving as we should, or as we could, then it'll be better. But yeah, I think the gatekeeper thing, there's always going to be. That's why they're called gatekeepers, you know?
Hey, a lot of times they're on the wrong side of the fence, but hey, that's another conversation for another day.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think, yeah.
That's good. I appreciate your forward thinking, though. You definitely bring, you definitely in tune.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Streets,
for sure.
Appreciate that.
Amanda.
Yes.
Yo, artists, if you just heard that, submissions@lfodradio.com. You got to send us clean records, though. I will say that. I don't always chase people. Like, you got to at least be able to send me cleans, because it shows me that you're serious and you are professional, too. So there are a lot of artists I listen to that haven't been on here because they just don't have clean records, and I don't have time to clean them for them right now. Maybe we'll start doing that. We're thinking about that.
Yes, but, definitely thinking about that.
It's one of those things. We got to see you make. Because I don't want to support an artist that's not going to be doing this a year from now. And that has happened quite a bit. I think there are a lot of people who are more part-time than they want to admit, who take spots away from people who would be serious and keep going. So, yes, but...
So, as an artist...
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Where do you pull your inspiration from to speak on the topics that you speak on?
My personal experience and vicariously through other people's experience. Mm. I think traveling is important for just anybody, whether you're an artist or not.
Mm.
I think getting out of, sometimes we are circumvented in this bubble of the only thing that exists is the city we're in, and that's definitely not the case. And I think by going and experiencing other people's realities that we don't live every single day is vital to inspiration and motivation to just keep on going. When Sam and I were talking earlier about going to Ireland, and he said you can really feel like just the emotion of struggle and torment that went down there. It's like, you can feel that anywhere. When we went last summer to Mississippi, I remember dreading going back this tour because I just felt like this weight of just oppression, and it felt like it was radiating through the earth. Like, I walked on the soil and felt tears, you know? And I'm trying to be a more grounded and more spiritual person. I'm still learning and growing and evolving in that. But when I took off my shoes this time, I didn't feel that. I felt legacy. I felt change. I felt that no matter where we are, we can create change. And that's where I feel like my inspiration derives off of, not only that through travel, but also through good company. Like, honestly, you know, like you were saying, you have your team, right? And they support you and they're around you and they give you real good feedback. I think that's really important. Like, shout out to Oompa and Brandy and Red Shades and Sapphire and Nye and D Ruff and Free and Khadijah and all these people that I have around me. Sam, on a constant basis, Bakari, that's my best friend of 13 years, like, where they are going through the same thing I'm going through or are going to go through it or have battled through it at some point, and they keep me inspired and seeing the city, like people like you, like that video earlier, no lie, like this isn't even just saying this because you're in my face, but that was fire.
Appreciate
like
that.
I cried because I just came from that, in a museum filled of history like that. So for me, it was very triggering, but I love stuff like that. That inspires me to go and go write something and go speak from the heart out of those emotions. Art provokes art. So I thank you for that. So that's where I get my inspiration from. I didn't mean to go too deep.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
Word. We have 3 minutes. You've been practicing, though, your answer to this one. What does live free or die mean to you?
I'm alive.
Yes.
I'm alive. You understand me? I'm alive. I'm not other people's projection of what their opinions don't reflect my reality.
Mm.
I'm alive. You understand me?
Mm.
And I feel that. Every day I wake up, I feel that. I'm alive. Let's make it happen today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about that.
Hell yeah. Yo, was there anything you wanted to say that you didn't get to say?
Join the Lucas. I issued a challenge. You said Boston music has no scene. That challenge is still on the table. Join the Lucas. Accept my challenge, man. You already know what that's about.
Yeah, you got him to put out a like whole one-page response. You got him in his... We don't have time to get into it.
Don't look at me, y'all.
There's a challenge. Listen, Boston music don't got a scene. Listen, and I'm not going to shy away from who I am. I'm not going to shy away from how I feel. I felt I'm the king of Boston.
Oh.
You know why I say that? You know what that means?
Tell me.
That means I'm the most important chess piece.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
You're ready to back this up, though, so that's why. That's why you can say
I'm the most important chess piece.
I'm excited. Like, I really hope that this challenge is met.
We're going to cut this part. This is the part we're going to share. Like, you know, if you don't think he's the king, here's his at. Let him know.
Talk to me.
Is this going to be like a T.I. thing? He said he was king of the South. Everyone lost their mind. People that got it, got it. People that didn't get it.
Or Jacquee is saying he was the king of R&B. Well,
I'm not too sure what T.I. was doing, but I'm the most important chess piece. You understand what I'm saying? I'm an asset. I'm not a liability.
Gotcha.
When the scene was being attacked, I didn't see anybody from Boston speak up. There was passive-aggressive tweets. That's not enough. A man from out of town spoke on the city.
Yeah.
From out of town. He's not from Boston. And I didn't see anybody speak up on it.
And you're from Mattapan.
I'm from Mattapan.
Yeah.
Mattapan, what's up?
Word. Yo, we're going to continue this conversation off air for sure. We might even start recording those little pieces. You got extra bars for us too, right?
Listen, I got whatever you need.
All right. Yo, thank you very much for coming up here.
I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And this will be up tomorrow. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, LFODradio.com. If you subscribe now, you'll get it right away. If you don't subscribe, you'll get it when I post it. We're at LFOD Radio everywhere with an underscore on Twitter. Check out our YouTube if you haven't. There's a ton of videos up there. We've been adding a lot, especially from tonight. Those will be up there. Submissions at LFODradio.com. If you have clean records, hashtag extra bars. Amanda dropped a fire one 2 weeks ago. We're about to follow that up
oh, yeah.
with yours. We got E. Jake next week.
Hey.
We're going to ask him how, you know, you set the bar. I like it when people come on and the energy shifts and like now every guest afterwards kind of has to, you know,
level up,
contend with that energy, you know.
Yeah,
so appreciate that.
Thank y'all for having me.
That's that Aries. There we go. We're gonna do our birthday.